Rachel Orr helps run the family dairy farm with her dad, Bill. Dressed in the dairy farmer uniform of worn jeans and muck boots, she shows me into the barn where a handful of Holsteins are contentedly munching hay.
Not to be disgusting, but behind you, this is like a puddle of urine and water, and this is like what we are concerned about. So we have the retaining wall here.
The retaining wall is about a foot high and keeps the cow waste contained. Ultimately, the liquid waste is scraped up and moved to an outdoor manure pit, specially built to prevent leaching into soil. But when cows are out on pasture, it's harder to control where the manure ends up, especially on the Orr farm's hilly slopes that drain downhill into Mackenzie Brook, and in a few short miles into Lake Champlain.
Currently, we have most of our dry cows outside on a hill, so everything they do up there runs down the hill and into the stream or wherever.
That's especially true in the winter, when manure containing phosphorus runs directly over snow and ice. That's why the Orrs are building a new barn. It will house cattle in the winter so their waste can be contained. Rachel recently joined the Champlain Valley Farmers Coalition. It's one of two in the state formed by farmers to address water issues. This year, she and her dad are making some significant changes, even before the new rules affecting small farmers go into effect in 2017. But manure isn't the only source of nutrient runoff from a farm.
Two bunkers here, side by side, we just had put in this spring.
The bunkers hold feed because when it's piled high in fields, feed ferments and leaches nutrients into the soil. These concrete bunkers have impermeable floor and walls.
The floor is supposed to be sloped to the southwest, so if we have to capture the water, we should be able to catch it in one basin.
State rules don't yet require that they build that basin unless soil tests show nutrients are flowing into waterways. That's in part because the new rules for farms haven't been written yet. First, the state is holding meetings asking for public input, and the rules are due to be written by next summer. The Orrs are getting ahead of the law anyway, both to improve water quality and as a part of general farm upkeep. But many farmers may have to make serious changes, says Kirsten Workman, an agricultural specialist with University of Vermont Extension Service. The new required agricultural practices will mandate that small farms fence cattle out of waterways, which might mean installing a pump to bring water to the animals. More farmers will have to manage manure so rain doesn't wash it into waterways, and some may need to build manure pits or expand existing ones.
There's farms, you know, with similar numbers of cows that are going to have to spend $500,000. I mean, it might not all come out of their own pocket, but even when you got to come up with 10% or 20% of that, that's like, oh, wait a minute. That's like a deep breath and, okay, how are we going to figure this out?
A big part of figuring this out will involve another new effort small farmers will soon be required to do, writing a nutrient management plan. Medium and large farms are already required to file these plans with the state, but small farmers may never have measured their hill slopes or tested their soil nutrient levels to figure out how much manure they can safely apply without it affecting water quality. I asked Bill and Rachel if it was nerve-wracking to have to write a nutrient management plan for the first time.
No, it'll be fun. Actually, I found one from 71 in the utility room. So sometimes someone did something.
Bill says he's spoken to the state agency before, and a rep told him his farm should be fine.
You just got to have your paperwork behind you, because at some point, I guess, there'll be inspectors. So it's too bad you have to go that route, but that's the way the world is, I guess. So.
But the Orrs are doing it, and Brian's done it the same way, is often when a farm, especially a smaller farm, if they write their own nutrient management plan and they go through that process, it's a much more valuable tool.
Brian Kemp agrees. He's president of the Champlain Valley Farmer Coalition, and he's been working with the Orrs as they invest in improvements on their farm.
Nutrient management plan by far makes any farmer a better crop manager. There's no doubt.
Kemp says that's because farmers can keep track of which fields need how much fertilizer, instead of just buying a default per acre amount from a fertilizer salesperson.
Commercial fertilizer salesmen are salesmen, and they like to give you a blanket package, like you need X amount, 250 pounds per acre, and they just want to do that. Bill and Rachel will be able to say, well, no, this field's fertility is really high. Maybe we can cut back 50 pounds of nitrogen this year. And, you know, that's going to save them dollars, and they're still going to have enough fertilizer in the ground to grow the crop that they're looking to grow.
And by only applying manure and fertilizer when the soil needs it, that could make a big difference. The Mackenzie Watershed, where the Oars Farm is located, is one of four that the state has targeted as priorities for cleaning up first. That's because of the high levels of phosphorus it contributes to Lake Champlain.
And in these watersheds that are targeted, these farmers that are in them will be ranked higher.
That means these farmers get first dibs for the majority of state and federal funding to assist with projects that will reduce runoff. But Kemp says the most important thing is that small farmers come out to upcoming public input sessions as the rules are finalized.
I guess I have the mentality, if you don't speak up, then don't complain later. So I really urge all farmers to be involved, but really urge the small farms to come forth. You know, nobody's pointing a finger. Nobody's going to come into your farm and say, you know, you got leachate running out of that bunk. You're done today if you don't fix this tomorrow.
Laura DiPietro agrees. She's a deputy director at the Vermont Agency of Agriculture. She anticipates the new rules are going to mean big changes for some small farmers, especially older farms with aging infrastructure. But she also says she finds that the majority of the time, farmers are willing to work with the state to fix the problem.
This is a social change that we're trying to make, and without farmers engaging in that, government alone can't do it.
The rules will be written by next summer, and small farm inspections are set to begin in 2017. In the meantime, the Agency of Agriculture wants to work on that social change. It's asking for public feedback in meetings late this fall and early winter. For VPR News, I'm Kathleen Masterson.